Blackstone Publishing presents Only the Stubborn Survive by R.W. Stone. This book is read by Traber Burns. Wars may be fought with weapons, but they are won by men. It is the spirit of the men who follow and of the man who leads that gains the victory. General Patton, Cavalry Journal, September 1933. This book is dedicated to those who serve. Like the Spartans at Thermopylae, heroes stand their ground so that others may continue to live in freedom. Prologue. A pair of horsemen rode silently across the barren landscape toward a far destination. Even though the prairie that surrounded them stretched out like a vast, untamed ocean, these men did not veer from their course. Both of the riders were experienced and trail-wise. They knew all too well that, while such terrain might appear flat and empty, it was merely an illusion. Believing that in a great expanse of country such as this there would be ample time to spot any unexpected danger was tenderfoot thinking. Both of these two horsemen knew fully well there were hundreds of small arroyos, gullies, buffalo wallows, and plant-filled overgrowths that could easily hide an enemy, one who might be waiting to rob, or, worse yet, kill and take one's scalp. Perhaps to the inexperienced this pair might have appeared relaxed and unaware as they rode along, but nothing could have been further from the truth. Their slouched bodies were merely a Westerner's way of riding great distances on horseback without strain, and a closer look would have revealed that neither of the two men's eyes ever stopped moving. Both scanned the horizon, the ground in front of them, and their back trail, for not to do so out here often meant certain death. One of the two riders was young and tall. His name was Red Smith. He was thin and clean-shaven, with a head of red hair. He wore a smooth brown leather vest, a pinched crown Stetson, and on his waist was a wide cartridge belt and tooled holster combination, known by some as a buscadero rig. He was mounted on a chocolate roan, a term often used to describe this horse's unique coloration. His cayuse had a solid, rusty brown mane and tail, but the rest of the animal's body was freckled throughout with dirty brown and white hairs intermingled. Again, to the untrained eye, the younger man's bronc might have seemed a mite scrawny, but this...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?